Space News 66. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 21, 2025. For the new ones, remember that I am a Taegetan who grew up on Earth. Therefore I consider myself human as well, and I am proud of it. As the first comment for the day, yes, you got the name of my ship right. When I named it during the last stages of its construction, I wanted it to be a tribute to humankind, because the name comes from Earth. What triggered me to do so, is that during its construction my ship had a temporary name that sounded similar to the final one you know. It was called Entris, which is the name of a large island in Tema, in Taegeta, and also means something like resilience, by the way, and a nice name for a ship. That name, Entris, has now been reused for one of the other two new Talika II class starships currently in construction, the other being named Sharbik, although it too may be temporary. The name, Enterprise, nicknamed Biggie, represents to me the very essence of planetary liberation, being able to dwell among the stars again, to go where no human has gone before, and freely as it should be, side by side with all the other human Lyrian star races and other friendly ones as well. We've all had more than enough of all those Galactic Federation lies about suffering to achieve spiritual growth, and about isolation being essential to keep the matrix of Earth going. Precisely to provide that suffering. On Earth, I am sure that if the truth about humanity existing just about all over the galaxy comes out, it would be the end of the Matrix as we know it. Yet such joy would probably be short-lived, as escaping from the Matrix on Earth also means joining the bigger Matrix outside, of which one is a mirror of the other. Just like a bird that escapes its cage only to find out it is sitting inside a larger one, yet it is a very necessary step to take for humanity. And this is exactly why I am unable, I am not permitted, to give any more direct proof of what I say, as anything further from what I am doing right now would seriously rattle the Matrix. What saddens me is that I am alone now, as the only one giving direct messages, news and information from outside Earth. The next piece on the news. A few days ago, hard to be precise exactly using Earth dates, a large Centauri Alfreton transport starship with exactly 700 people on board disappeared. It was en route from Alfrata in Alpha Centauri to Tema in Taegeta and had a large amount of Taegetan citizens on board, returning home. Perhaps because of the rising tensions between both star nations. The problem with Alfretans is that they are very disorganized, so they say that they do not have a list of all the passengers, nor anything like a log for their transport ships. There is a lot, and I do mean, a lot, of space traffic between all the highly advanced interstellar civilizations in this galactic quadrant. Every day there are hundreds of thousands of starships moving among constellations and stars, much like is seen on Earth with all the commercial aeroplanes, among others like military and private crafts. There is a lot of activity in space, much contrary to how it is depicted on Earth in science fiction movies, where you can see one little heroic starship moving slowly in space traveling from one star to another, and taking several dozens, if not hundreds of years to get from one to another. They obviously haven't invented hyperspace travel yet, as a large starship, like a Talika class, takes an average of 7 hours to travel from Earth to Taegeta, sit time. The large Centauri craft that got lost, used to take 12 hours, sit time, to travel from Alpha Centauri to Taegeta, which is considered to be slow, as a Talika class would travel that distance also in about 7 hours, as a reference, The average time a large starship takes from Earth to Alpha Centauri is 5 minutes, sit time. Sit time is the one you would measure as perceived on board a traveling spacecraft with a stopwatch belonging to any one of her crew. At this time, Tejetan military forces are working in close coordination with Alphaton Centauri authorities to detect and find out the whereabouts of the missing ship. As the ship got lost while traveling in hyperspace, the prognosis is not good as it could be virtually anywhere and at any time. Yet starships do leave some kind of short-lived energetic wake, which frequency and vibration can be used as a clue to where it could be, yet the wake of the missing ship must have dissipated by now. We do suspect some kind of foul play with this missing ship, and my heart goes to all the families of the missing ones. I will keep you informed. The next piece of news. The 8 Galactic Federation representatives who were arrested in their local headquarters, in the Andromedan Viera biosphere ship, have provided information and documentation that has led to the arrest of 14 Alpha Centauri High Council, Senate members, involved in planning a full-scale invasion against the Alcyone Council and all the Pleiadian star races it represents, and starting with Taygeta. At first glance, this sounds good, as the cleanup, taking out the garbage, has extended to Alpha Centauri Alfrata as well. Yet the Ermacats have said that what they perceive from the Astral is that all this against the Centauri High Council leaders is nothing more than a cover-up to protect whoever is behind planning and controlling all the events, where they are all being used as scapegoats. After the Ermacats said this, it occurred to me to demand those arrested people be given to us, to our group, for questioning and processing, the Irma way. This includes the 8 initial Galactic Federation arrested members, of which 6 are Alfreton and 2 are Thalosian, which is another Lyrian human star race. But both the local Galactic Federation and the Alfrata Centauri High Command denied our request, which further backs up what we suspect, that those 22 arrested people are only being used to cover up the real ones who are responsible for the recently uncovered plot against Taygeta and all M45 Pleiades. Another very suspicious thing is that the Thalosian government has virtually abandoned their 2 representatives, as they are treating them as fully guilty criminals with no chance for a fair trial. Yet they also denied our request for them to be transferred to us for questioning and processing. I cannot say where exactly Thalosians come from in this video, as I must first translate Galactic Federation and Tejetan Star Quadrant frequency maps to human constellations, star codes, and names, and that is sometimes not easy, but I will do so in my upcoming video about Thalosians. We are actively looking for the missing craft, but there is no further data at the time I am writing these words. Moving on to the Antarians, their local representative and ambassador Asnidia informed me that they did find that half of their High Council Senate was infiltrated by Earth Cabal operatives, who were arrested and replaced with new ones loyal to Antaria. Unlike the Centauri, the Thalosians, and the local Galactic Federation, the Antarians have agreed to transfer their arrested members to the Irma for questioning, and the movement is taking place right now, and under the strictest security protocols, so more clues will come in soon. All these high-level arrests do end up affecting Earth and its inhabitants, as this is escalating quite rapidly. At this time we, as a group, are incapable of intervening directly in Earth's affairs, and this includes arresting evil people there as they are all under the tacit protection of the Galactic Federation and their rules, even though they argue that it is only apparently so, as an unwanted consequence of keeping the Matrix on Earth intact. Yet we are acting from the outside, which will inevitably end up affecting what happens on Earth, and how the Galactic Federation will manage it. This opening to action came out of the attacks against Teijita and is slowly exposing the entities, people, and organizations that are keeping the matrix of Earth as it has always been. Moving on to another subject. There has been a lot of talk about an asteroid that may hit Earth in the year 2032. However, it is not the only space rock that NASA is pushing as dangerous for humankind. They have been progressively augmenting the possibility of impact as if to alarm the population, even though the latest information at my disposal says that the probabilities have dropped from 3.1% to 1.5%, as announced last Wednesday. What I must say is that I see this only as more fear-mongering, and yet another distraction from other much more important things. Remember that the powers that be on Earth need to keep the population in fear, not only for them to be easier to manipulate and control, but also because much of the lower astral entities that they worship need fear and suffering to exist. They are egregores of humankind, and can only exist when the collective manifests them, so they feed off of the attention that people give to them, and fear is a great concentrator of manifestation energy. I must inform you that there are always hundreds, if not thousands of space rocks and asteroids very near planet Earth, and they are all large enough to cause problems. What NASA and any other Earth Matrix authorities cannot tell you is that none of those space rocks can ever reach Earth, simply because they also pose a threat to all the hundreds of starships that are always parked around Earth and in its orbit. The Galactic Federation likes its Earth Matrix playground for souls, and it would never allow any large object to fall there, perhaps only small ones which may be used to add spice and fear. From here, and with modern starship technology, it is rather easy to move any large rock away from any planet, mainly simply by using a tractor beam, and those are everywhere, and everyone up here has one. The fear of asteroids hitting Earth is scheduled for humanity, as it even has a card of its own in the infamous Cabal cards. As explained by Wernher von Braun himself, the fear of asteroids will be the agenda against humanity that comes right before the false alien invasion, which will be the last card and will cause the brand new globe order to come to power. I must insist that all that is just a sick play, pantomime for the people, as that order is already in place. Yet this smells much more like a social reset, which may be quite bad. About the false alien invasion, our think tanks here have uncovered a potential threat, as a plausible theory, which is that the Cabal on Earth, and the Galactic Federation for that matter, may be waiting for a group of positive star races to attack Earth, or them, as a liberation force, in which my Alcyone and Irma Avian Council group may be included, therefore using the positive star races as a means to materialize, to generate the false alien invasion, which would be real in that case, using us all as useful idiots. There are other means to liberate a planet which do not include a military operation, and the positive star races know this well. Although there may be some points to a military intervention, it would be of little to no use if the mass of the population of Earth sees the positive extraterrestrials as negative and invasive, which they would be. And even if the Earth and its matrix would be liberated that way, it is the people, the human population, who are truly manifesting it, so the mentality of the people should change first, because the people are the matrix, and they are living what they create, like it or not. And as a note for all of you positive starseeds and light workers out there listening to me, it goes for you too, although your much higher consciousness and awareness is doing the heavy work there, transforming the mass of the human population in the right and positive direction which will benefit us all, including us up here. It is a difficult job, but it is worth it. You are not alone. We are up here as your air support, doing all we can. I am sending a big hug and a kiss your way. About the asteroid, and other similar ones, don't worry, it is just more fear-mongering, it will not happen. We are also looking into the reasons why there have been so many airplane crashes in such a short period. It certainly is harder to explain as they all apparently have different causes, but we are looking into it, including from the astral side, as our Irma friends have informed me. As always, I wish to thank my channel sponsors. Without you, I could not make these videos, and therefore I could not communicate with all of you. You are literally keeping this channel alive. Thank you so very much. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.